If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Perali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Perali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Perali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shaw Perali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shaw Perali for the Shaw Perali Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shaw Perali Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, 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 everybody. Assalamu alaikum, sister Kaal, namaskar to all the listeners. This is attorney Shaw Perali for the Shaw Perali Law Show. And today we are going to discuss, of course, about immigration and also some debt settlement. And I have on the board with me Franco. And before I start today, the show is live, so you can call this number to the studio. It's 408-912-5565. And today is September 8th. This show is going to be repeating itself on Monday also. And if you're listening on Monday, that means it's not live. And I take this chance to wish everybody happy Ganesh Chaturthi and Eid Mubarak also. There will be Eid also coming on that day. So I wish you all the best. And also for those who went for Hajj, etc. So I wanted to say happy Eid. And also today we're going to discuss a little bit about the politics of immigration. So we are going to cover different topics on immigration because things are not really moving, but there are some good stuff and bad stuff coming. So let us discuss a little bit about those. But anything I'm going to tell you today is my opinion. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. The number to our office is 510-742-5887, 510-742-5887. Again, we'll be opening the line in few minutes. The line is 408-912-5565. I know a lot of people already call, so just bear with me 1 minute and then I'll be taking the callers, Franco. So today we're going to cover the topics, what is happening right now in immigration side. For one, the visa bulletin is going to come out for October, and we are hoping that there will be some good move. What we're expecting is EB1 to become current. As for EB2 for other countries, it might go back to current, and for regular, we are hoping the acceptance date also will be moving forward, hopefully to 2010 or 2011, and hopefully to 2012. That would be the best. And as for the processing time, it might move a few, around 6 months. So this is kind of what we are expecting. But again, I might be wrong, but this is a new fiscal year. And also the U visa will be reopening probably in a few weeks. So let us see how things unfold for people. Let me take one caller. This is Shapra. You're live on air.
Hi, sir. This is Shankar here.
Hi, Shankar. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
Okay. I have a question. People who stay with a valid I-94 without a valid visa, will that create a problem for any future visa or a GC processing?
Okay, I kind of lost you in the middle. I think your phone got cut off. You say you have a valid I-94, but you don't have a valid stamp on your passport, right?
Yeah, I want to know, can we stay in USA with a valid I-94 without a visa? Will that be a
yes.
problem for future green card processing or any future visa application?
Very good question. Once you are inside the United States, as long as your I-94 is good, it doesn't matter you have a stamp or not. The role of a stamp is just to let you travel. However, if you break the I-94 in the middle, then you have to leave and come back, then you will need a stamp. Otherwise, no, you're fine. As long as you stay in the U.S. and you maintain your I-94, you are safe, okay?
Okay. And another question, sir, is it an easy step to convert a H-1B counselor processing to a change of status while being in U.S.?
Yeah, it is possible. But there might be issues, especially if the H-1B has not kicked in, they might not allow you to do that. However, if they already cleared you on another visa, for example, you came on B-1, B-2, you might be able just to amend the H-1B and send that I-94 from the B-1, for example, to the H-1. But yes, it is doable, but it has to be done properly. If you need help on that, just give me a call. We can help you on that. 510-742-5887.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Good luck to you. So, yeah, thank you so much for calling. It's a very interesting question, the difference between the status and the visa itself. They're both visas. The status is what controls when you're inside the United States, and the stamp is what will control when you're outside to come back in, unless you're traveling, for example, to Mexico for less than 30 days or Canada, then you can revalidate to the I-94. You don't need a stamp on the passport. So having said that, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very interesting question, and we're going to cover topics that are very, we were talking about the visa built-in. We are hoping that there will be some very interesting move in October because it's a new fiscal year. But again, I might be wrong, but so far I think the EB1 will get current. Other countries, EB2, will probably get current too. As for India, when it comes, and China, when it comes for the acceptance date, I'm hoping that the acceptance date, which is chart B, will go higher, maybe another couple of years, unless they just keep it like that, or they even, I don't think they will retrogress it, but they will actually, they might actually move it forward. We are hoping on that. So let us hope that this, as for the U visa, this will be open too. As you know, the U visa for people who are victims of crimes, sometimes you don't even know you have a U visa. That's why it's good to talk to an attorney. If you have been victims of a crime, for example, someone attacked you, someone basically blackmailed you and things like that, and you have a police report, and the police is willing to work with us, or we deal with the police to get them to work with us, we can get the form 918, which is a U visa certification, done for you and ultimately get you a U visa. The U visa is very interesting because it ends up by giving you a green card, and it actually goes faster than most of the EB categories right now. And we are doing a lot of them. And if you need help, 510-742-5887. Let me take another call, Franco. This is Shapra. You are live on air.
Hi, I am Shankar speaking.
Hi, Shankar. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
So, I had a question that, so if my wife is on H4 EAD, mm-hmm. And of course my I-140 is approved and I changed the job, so what happens for her H4 EAD?
The H4 EAD doesn't die if you can continue the H4, because the H4 itself is what controls the H4 EAD. So if you're doing a proper transfer, your lawyer can also file for the H4 extension attached to that, and she can continue on that EAD. As long as there's no break in the H4 status, the H4 and the H4 EAD will continue. She doesn't have to reapply.
So my I-140, I need to get reapproved by the new company and all that. That does not change the H4 EAD status, but...
No, it won't. If you do the transfer properly, it won't affect it. You just have to do your transfer of H-1B properly, and you should be fine, okay? And if there's any confusion, you can always call us, and we will clear it for you,
sure.
Okay?
Sure, thank you. Good luck. Thanks, Charles. Thank you.
You're welcome. 510-742-5887 is the number to our office. But the number to the studio today is 408-912-5565. Please call if you have any question on immigration, including family petitions, marriage petitions, VAWA, U visa, you name it. Just give us a call. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live on air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. I'm Saranya.
Hi, Saranya.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, I have my H1 approved. I did it in consular processing. Mm-hmm. But now, for certain reasons, I'll not be able to travel to India back. So I'm planning to do a change of status, an amendment. So I wanted to know, is there any issues with it? Any
it all depends.
Any
it all depends.
That I need to be aware
it depends.
Of if I change from consular
it all depends. Yeah, it all depends on the case. But usually, no. If you maintain status here, you might be able to shift it from consular processing to a change of status. Sometimes they will not accept it, but most of the time they will. So you just need to have the lawyer refile an amendment, change it from a consular processing to a change of status, okay?
Okay. Okay. Could I apply the EAD also for my spouse together with that?
EAD
I have my I-140 approved, so could I apply a H4 EAD for my spouse? Together
yes,
along
yes,
with
yes,
this
yes.
amendment?
Yes. File the H4 and the H4 EAD for your spouse, for your husband.
Okay. Thank you.
File all together, okay? Let me take another caller. This is Shapra, 11
a.m. Hey, hi, Shah. This is Aramya. I have one quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
So, actually, my cousin, she went to Italy, and she lost her passport, I-797, and a few other documents. Mm. So, she had a discussion with the Indian consulate, and she's going to India. So, in order to get the visa stamping, do we need, is it okay to go with Xerox I-797 or do we need to get another copy of I-797?
They usually will accept, tell her to get a police report and get they usually go with a photocopy because it's already on the system. So, they will allow you to do that. But just be careful, carry a good copy with you, that's all.
Okay, got it. Makes sense. Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah. Good luck to you. Let me get another caller. This is Shavrai. You're live on air. Okay, so I think I lost the caller, so I apologize for that. So you can still call. The number to the studio today is 408-912-5565. And if you want a consultation, the number to our office is 510-742-5887. You can also check our website. It's Attorney On Air, one word, attorneyonair.com. It will go on our website, Purali Law, and also our blog, immigrationlegalblog.com. Please check it. And also now many of our shows and also covering many topics, we have it on iTunes and YouTube. Please check our YouTube channel. And also, please check our the iTunes. If you touch Purali, you will get a lot of good stuff that I have covered as much as possible. When I see issues and I know it's general, I cover it just to help the community. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking a little bit about what's happening right now. And one of the things that is really getting people worried is not only the state of the economy, there are a lot of termination going on because companies are kind of shifting gear. So be ready for that. And if you're getting terminated on H-1B, it's good to talk to a lawyer before you make any move. You can call our office for a consultation at 510-742-5887. Let me take one caller. This is Shapra. You're live on air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Shapra.
Hi, sir.
A quick question regarding the EB1 processing. We filed the green card under EB1
last year, September 3rd. Any update? Whether is it current now or are they still retrogressing on that?
Okay, you mean EB1? Which EB1 did you file?
Hello? The EB1C?
C?
C category.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's we are expecting, hopefully, on October 1st, EB1 will go back to current. That's what they've been telling us, but we don't know until we see it. But we should know in a couple of days because the visa bulletin is going to come out. And if you check my website, I will put it right there on attorneyonair.com. But there is an expectation that EB1 will get current. However, since it is EB1C, the processing time, there's no premium. You have to wait for it to process. So by that time, hopefully there will be no other retrogression. But we're expecting it to be current. But anyway, the acceptance are still current, so you can still file your adjustment of status and wait on that. But hopefully, as from October 1st, they are telling us it will be current for India.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Good luck to you. So let me take another caller. This is Sharp Ray. You're live in here. So I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. So we are having, I keep having two calls and I'm missing on one. So I apologize for that. Please call again. The number to the studio is 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. And we are talking, of course, about the EB2 and the backlog that we are seeing for India and China. We are hoping that there will be some changes coming up soon, but we don't know. Now, what is going to happen? I was talking about the state of the economy. We are seeing a lot of layoffs, unfortunately, in many fields. So as per today, many companies have announced layoffs, but at the same time, other companies are hiring, so you can always transfer your H-1B. The way it works, if you do the transfer before they terminate your H-1B, you are pretty much good to move on. But if there is a lapse, you might have to do consular processing. So be ready for that. And if you need help before you leave, give me a call, 510-742-5887. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rai. You are live in here.
Hi, this is Jyoti.
Hi, Jyoti.
My H4B will be like my husband's H1 is expiring in December. And he already filed for the renewal. And since I'm on H4 EAD, I cannot work after December if it doesn't get renewed.
Yes.
And I have been hearing that it is taking longer time to get it renewed. So what
the
is
the H1? Yeah, us do it under premium.
Oh, okay.
Then
but
do
you already
H1
filed
under premium.
August?
Yeah. Put it under premium, and also the H4 will, if you're doing the extension of the H4, the H4 EAD, you will have also, usually they will premium everything, even though H4 doesn't have its own premium, but when you do premium, they tend to do it. So put it under premium, you might get everything before December. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rai. You're live here.
Hi. I had a question on California disability benefit. Like I'm on H-1B and I'm 8 months pregnant, so I wanted to avail that and wanted to know if I would still be maintaining my H-1 status if I avail that break.
Yes, under the CFR, whenever you have what you're talking about, the maternity leave, right? As
yes.
long as it's reasonable and it's indicated by the doctor, the H-1B doesn't get cut off while this is allowed under the CFR. However, you need to make sure that you're not taking more than what is prescribed to you. So, yeah, usually, yeah, your maternity leave is, you're still under H-1B, you're safe.
Okay. And is there any limit that I can avail this benefit, like disability?
Well, the limit is based on the doctor's what they are granting you, because if you're taking more than what is granted to you, then yeah, you have a problem. Well, even though you can explain that, but it becomes more difficult to prove the case. But if as long as you're receiving disability, then maternity leave, you should be fine. Okay,
thank you.
Good luck to you. So let me take another caller. This is Shaparali. You're live on air.
Hi, Shaparali. This is Shalini, and I have spoken to you earlier before, and you gave me some valuable advice. And I have, based on that, I have some follow-up questions. So my labor, my perm application went through notice of supervised recruitment. The official time to open basically an official query with them was October 2015, and my employer has been trying to call the Department of Labor. And basically everything, all the communication has been over phone. They've been giving us updates, and finally they said that the case has been closed. You'll hear a final decision, something in the mail. We never received anything in the mail. We requested them to send something over fax. We never received it by fax. They said they have a backlog, but we never saw the fax for the final decision. So what is the best way to find the final decision on my case? Because it's like over 2.5 years, and my...
They have been doing that a lot to people. One of the ways to do that, if you go, I have a forum. I have a link on that forum. It's called the FOIA on Labor Certification, Freedom of Information Act. If you go online, just Google it, or it's an SP Law forum. You will see the link there. Just click on that and then fill the form. They should be able to send you the whole case. But there are other ways. You need to have your lawyer be aggressive with them, because they've been doing that. They did that in one of my cases too, where they basically pretended to send an answer, but they never did. And they keep saying, oh, you got lost. But it cannot get lost because all the other correspondents come and I have never changed address. So this is becoming a big problem with them. They keep saying they sent something and you didn't answer, and then they deny you. So you need to be aggressive on the email with them and keep calling them until you get them, because, and you cannot do that, but your employer will have to do that, unfortunately. And at the same time, try the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. There's a link on that forum that I have. It's called SP Law Forum, and by the way, you can use that also to ask questions. But check on that. The link is there, and you will be able to get a copy of your whole case through the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So the website to go to is splawfirm.com?
Yes. The way, this is a forum for our law firm. A lot of people ask questions there, and sometimes I answer, so it's very helpful. Okay?
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck to you. So just to mention that we have a forum that we had set up a long time ago, but sometimes it's very active, but sometimes when I have a chance, I answer questions there. So you can post questions there. It's called splawforum.com, splawforum.com. So please check it. And we have this link to get the documents from the FOIA, from the Department of Labor. And also, for those who need help with their case, whether it's a labor certification, whether it's an I-140, H-1B, L-1, EB-1, we are doing a lot of EB-1 right now because a lot of people are qualified and we are pretty good at it. So EB-1A, EB-1B, or EB-1C, please call us 510-742-5887. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned from the beginning, we are covering the topics of immigration when it comes to all the issues that we are seeing politically, and also issues that we are seeing when it comes to the economic situation. We are seeing a lot of course, layoffs, and for those who are in this situation, make sure if you're an H-1B, you're transferring your H-1B before they cancel the H-1B. If not, you can still do what we call a movement of the company, but you have to do it through a council of processing. And another news also that they are hoping to pass is, it is being recommended that the U visas, as you know, when people get U visa, they cannot travel. They are trying to get a parole for people to travel. So hopefully this will come low and will be helpful. And as for next year, depending who wins the presidency in the next 2 months, things are going to change or not change drastically. So be ready for that. Unfortunately, I've been saying it so many times, it is going to be really tough if Hillary Clinton doesn't take power. But at the same time, we don't know how she's going to react to most of Obama's executive orders, which I'm pretty sure she will be keeping. For example, the H-480 was on that, All the rules that you have been seeing in favor of immigration have been to the Obama executive orders. But at the same time, we have seen a lot of crackdown. One of the things that we are seeing a lot is when people are filing their H-1B and their company put either an end client which they're not using, or they are putting what we call a in-house project, which is not really a genuine in-house project. They're coming back even after 1 year or so on the when it comes to the H-1B, when you're doing an H-1B transfer, etc. So be very careful who you're working with. And if you need help or consultation, feel free to call us at the office, 510-742-5887. And the website is attorneyonair.com, attorneyonair.com. And we're still taking callers for the next 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes. The number to the studio is 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565. And Franco, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back after those messages, and we will be talking a little bit about other issues on immigration and debt settlements. So don't go anywhere, and anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any question. Thank you.
Beerables Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerables.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
The Shaw Purely Law Group and Immi Law Help, Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shaw Purely, covering topics such as B1, B2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Purely can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Purely is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Purely, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and this is Shaprai. We have a lot of callers, so let me take the callers, Franco. This is Shaprai. You're live in here.
Hello, Shah. Good morning, and thank you for your service and your time for taking my question again.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Like you mentioned, the current climate is, you know, like layoff, acquisition, spin-offs. So I'd like to keep my question more to my topic of interest, which is
if company A had a division that it is trying to spin off and merge it with company B, how would that impact the H-1B employees for the visa? Would it be simple as filing an amendment, or would it be a transfer, number one? Number two, do they have to restart their green card all over again if they have their pending at 140?
Very, very, very good question. It all depends what you're talking about the merger. If a merger is a full successor in interest, a successor in interest basically means you're absorbing the company the way it is, as is, then there's no need to do anything. Even the H-1B transfer is not required. But if they're breaking the company, they're taking part of it, then yes, they have to do both the H-1B transfer and also they will have to redo the I-140.
Okay, but if it is a successor in interest clause, nothing is needed. Just an amendment for the 140 is fine enough, correct?
Yes. Then they don't have to do much on that, okay?
So if the dates advance after October, and if the deal has not completed, like if the company B has not taken over, would company A be still okay to go ahead and then file their 485 if the dates are current?
Okay. Yes, because at this point in time, the company is still alive and the case is still alive. Okay?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rai, 11, yeah? Hello?
Hey, hello, Shah. This is Nishant here. I have a question. In the beginning, you talked about the bulletin board, which can move for like 5 to 6 months for EB1, 2, and 3. Is it the same for F2A as well? Like green card holders,
I have not really assessed that, and they have not given us a feedback. But I don't think F4 and F2A and things like that will move a lot. Yeah, F2A might move. Yes, you're right. But F4 will not probably. But yes, because they are trying to reunite families as much as possible. So there's a big chance you might see a jump in there too.
Okay. Because I applied for San Jose office and it says they are processing November 2015 as of June 2016. But now it's September. So it should be like 3 to 4 months update.
The processing time is one thing. The processing time is one thing. That's the USCIS chart. That's different. What I'm talking about here is visa built-in. Visa built-in different. But I think it is around the same time, right? The visa built-in for F2B. Let me double-check quickly. I think right now they are India is 2010. F2B 2011. They are accepting 2011 acceptance. Yeah. Are you looking at F2A or F2B?
F2A.
F2A, right? Okay. So F2A, is 2014, and processing time, acceptance time is 2015, November. Yeah, it might be moving another 6 months. And it might be actually, I don't think they will make it completely current, but it will be backlog only for like 3 months or 4 months in terms of acceptance. As for getting the green card itself is different, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, man. Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rai, 11 here.
Hey, good morning, hello. Mr. Shah. Thanks for sharing the information. I have a question. So I'm an H-1, so I'm considering my to file for H-4 EAD for my wife. Mm-hmm. Still, she's on H-1, so it's going to be expired next year. So I have a question regarding that H-4 EAD process. So if the government changes, is it easy for the new government to revoke if they don't want it, or how does that work?
Yeah, it will be easy. Because it was passed under Obama's executive order. Remember, there was no Congress involved. So the only thing they will have to do is basically not to renew it. What they're going to do is they are just going to, for those who have it, they will probably be able to enjoy it until it's completed, but they won't allow people to renew it. So it won't be that hard for them to remove it. Depending on the who wins, they can easily pass
again. Apply for an H-1 if they need to work. If they want to work,
they will need to apply for H-1, or they will need to go on something else.
Okay.
Sorry for that. Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shabra, 11 here.
Hey Shah, this is Siddharth. I had a question regarding my parents who are on B1 visa.
Mm-hmm.
So this time when they were visiting, they were planning to stay for 6 months. But at the point of entry, the immigration officer was saying that she was going to give them only for 2 months. But when I checked the I-94 online, it gives for 6 months validity. So I was wondering if the date on I-94, is that the final date or is there anything else I should look for?
It is a date on the I-94 which controls. So that means whatever is online is what controls. Is there another paper or did you just say it like that?
I think she just said it like that, but I looked at the passport and the I-94, they both match and it's valid for...
Yeah, if it is whatever is online is what controls. So just make sure you print that and you keep it, okay? Print it right now before they come back and tell you something else.
Okay, so it's good to have a backup copy. So that,
always, even if you... That's a very good thing you brought up. Everybody who's traveling, they need to print that because this is a recommendation because this system has a lot of leeches. Okay. So if you print it, then you have a proof you can keep for yourself, okay?
Oh, okay. Is it, do they have any valid reason for reducing the stay? Is it...
No, probably just say that because right now they are all frustrated. Sorry to say that, but most of those guys sitting out there, sometimes they are frustrated and some of them, they're just playing smart. But at the end of the day, when the supervisor sometimes look at it, they just issue the full 6 months, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shapiro. Are you alive in here?
Hey, Shapiro. I have a quick question regarding my EB1 processing.
Yes, sir.
We filed EB1C last year, September 10th. Mm-hmm. I got my 140 approved in the month of February, but after that, there is nothing. We have raised a couple of cases, and they just say that we are processing. That's it, nothing else.
You're talking about your I-485?
No, I'm talking about my I-485, the final green card.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the I-485, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're not going to process it now because the dates... You're from India, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get your work permit already?
Yep, 140 was approved in February.
Yeah, but I'm talking about... Did you file the I-765 also? Did you get that approved?
Sorry, I don't know what is 165.
1765, the work permit, the EAD.
Yeah, EAD was approved, yes.
Okay, so you're not going to get anything now because the dates are retrogress. Until the dates becomes current, they won't touch the case. So you just have to be patient. Hopefully it will be current next month and everything should be cleared after that. Because they knew a retrogression was coming, so they kind of hold on a lot of cases because they got an overwhelming number of cases. So just... wait a little bit. As soon as it becomes current, hopefully you should get your green card, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Be clear after that.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, is it Attorney Shapra? Really?
Yeah, this is Shah. You're live in here.
Yeah, hi. I have a quick question, sir. So I'm a green card holder, so I need to apply for the citizenship. So, but recently I checked my passport, it got expired. So do I need to renew the current passport before applying the citizenship or it's not required?
No, it's not required. But make sure all your passport you have with you when you go there and show them. And after you've done that, you might not even need to renew the passport because you will get the American passport. So you don't have to renew it, no.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Good luck to you. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a few more callers. So I'll just ask Franco to put a hold a little bit and then I'll take them in a minute. But just to let you know, we also, another area of practice we do is debt settlement. This is becoming very strong right now, especially some of the house market is starting to fluctuate in some areas, not really in the Bay Area, but other places. And we can help you with the second mortgage. We can get rid of the second mortgages. We can do those on credit cards. We can do this on many other debts. And the way it works is that we negotiate the debt and we get you a fraction of its value. For example, your 100,000, we might be able to get you out for only 20,000. And this is a process of negotiation. If you want to know more about it, check yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. And And if you need to do an assessment also, you can call our office, 510-742-5887. And now let me take one more caller, and then I will have to take a meet. But one last caller, Franco, and for those who we are not able to take, please give us a call at the office for a consultation, 510-742-5887. This is Shapra, you're live in here.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm on a H-1B visa, and I quit one employer on April 10th, and on April 7th, I joined a new employer, and the new employer has filed my H-1B on April 17th. So now I got my H-1B approval, but I see the start date as May 17th. Mm. So, but the receipt date, it's clearly stated that my current employer has filed the receipt date on April 17th, but the start date is showing as May 17th. So is that okay?
Do you have the I-94 on that?
Yes.
What does the I-94 says?
I have an I-94 number. It's the same. It says May 17th.
Okay. You should be fine because it was duly filed on time. Probably your employer put the start date a little bit later, but since it was filed on time, you maintained the I-94, just continued on that. So you should be fine. There's no problem.
No, it's a new I-94 number. It's not the same old I-94 number because I changed the employer.
Yes, yes. But the thing is just like, as long as they gave you the I-94, that means they merged it with the old I-94. So that means it's a continuation. Since it was filed on time, you should be fine. Okay?
Because April 10th was when I quit my old job, and April 17th was the date when he filed for a new one. So,
okay, when was your H-1B cancelled by the previous employer?
It wasn't cancelled.
It was not. So as long as it was not cancelled and they approve it, you should be fine. But if you want to be safer, if you have a stamp on your passport, it's better just to leave the country, come back. It will reset it. If there's any issue, then you won't have any problem. But you don't really need to do that. But if you are getting a little bit worried, then give me a call at the office. We can look at the entire case. Because ask your employer also if what date they put on the system there, okay? Okay?
Okay. And so even if there is a one-month gap from April 10th to May 17th...
Yeah, usually it doesn't work this way. It's it has to be kind of continuing. But it's not a big problem as long as they issue I-94. It might be a mistake from their side or a mistake from your lawyer's side. But at the end of the day...
Oh, no, my lawyer requested on April 17th only. He showed me that. But I don't know why it came for May 17th.
Well... Technically, then the thing is just like it was probably a mistake from USCIS. So if it was done premium, ask your lawyer to send an email and double check on that. But technically, it should not be a problem. But it is the first time I see them sending that like that unless you request it. So you need to double check and have the lawyer check with them because it might be a mistake from their side. They will correct it. Okay?
Yeah. So if they had to correct it, how long will it take?
Well, it's going to take, depending.
No, is it like, mistake, are they going to check?
2 months, like 60 days, 90 days.
Oh, okay. Because there's also, I changed in one more location and there's an amendment going on now. So.
Okay, so since there's an amendment going on, then the amendment is pending. You're safe. You can start working. And from the amendment, you can just basically, start working on based on the amendment file, and hopefully it will be corrected under the amendment. Okay?
So do I need to correct it or just ignore it as of now?
You don't have to correct it now because you did the amendment. It will be useless. Okay?
I mean, we did an amendment for the new H1, like the new location, but this is for
the
old location.
That's what I'm saying. There's no need to do that because you already did the amendment. So under the amendment, the correction will probably be done. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay then, good luck to you. So I think I cannot take more callers right now, ladies and gentlemen. So for those, you can call next week if you didn't get us, or you can call our office, 510-742-5887. And before I take a meet, I think I have another 9 minutes to go. I just wanted to tell people, if you need any help on an immigration or debt settlement where we can help you get out of debts, you can give us a call at 510-742-5887. And the website for debt settlement is yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. And we cover debts like credit cards, second mortgages, lawsuit. For example, you have a lawsuit against you, and they already got a judgment against you. We might be able to settle that, because if you leave it like that, it will go on your credit, etc. So I just wanted to let you know, if you need any help when it comes to either debt settlement or immigration, give us a call. And I say Eid Mubarak to all, for those who are listening on Monday is Eid, and also I think Ganesh Chaturthi is coming. So I wish all of the best, enjoy your festivities, and hopefully we have some good news coming on the visa bulletin soon. And Amit, are you there?
Hey Shah, yes, I'm here.
Hi Amit, how are you?
And, good,
thank
how are you?
I'm doing well. So I'll let Amit continue, and she will explain debt settlement and real estate in Hindi and Punjabi. Thank you, Amit. Thank you, Funko. We'll be back next week from noon to one on Monday. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Shah. And so everybody, and yes, wanted to wish everybody happy Ganesh Chaturthi. Pati Papa, you know, wish give us all the blessings. And plus Eid Mubarak, that is coming on Monday as well. From my side too. So let me give you my details first. If you are looking to need any help on the real estate side, you can definitely contact me. I can help you out with any of your needs, and we can save you money. That is our motto, and that is what we do, is to save you money. And you know, don't put you into any kind of a situation where you're losing the money from our side. So that's one thing that we bring into the table. If you are working with me, is to make sure that your money is safe and you're getting what we commit on you. And that's bringing with the passion as well. So my number to contact is 510-299-9361. And my website address is gambhiramit.com. And, you know, so if you are actually looking to, I mean, buy, sell, and you want to buy an investment property, like, you know, you're looking for apartment complexes or any duplex, fourplex, triplex, any area, any county in California, I can help you out in any of those stuff. So I don't have any particular market. I do it only based on your requirement. So you have that options open for me from my side to get you the best deal that is available in the market, to get you the best cap rate that is there for you guys as well. So if you need any help, definitely give me a call. My number is 510-299-9361. Our office do the loans as well. So if you want to get a pre-approval, you want to do a refi, cash out, anything like that, you want to need any help with, we have 70 lenders that we can definitely get you the best deal possible. We have done so many tough loans from our office, which can't be done. I got to see W-2 there to have your 1099 there, which we have here. And the one of qualification criteria loan last day, and anything that is bothering your credit, I got already credit there to which problem have here. To see many contact us, we can definitely sit together, go over the details, and help you out on that one. So again, my number is 510-299-9361. And then, you know, we also help you out in, you know, commercial properties. I got to the commercial properties, which I think anything that is like gas stations, liquor stores, hotel, motel, anything like that. We can find you the best deal possible on that too. And plus we do, you know, manage the property in our office as well. So you have everything that you want in one office, under one roof. So that way it's going to make your job easy. You don't have to run around for anything, you know, in the real estate side. We can definitely take care of that for you. So again, the number is 510-299-9361, and it's gambhiramit.com. Office is located in Fremont, and like I said, any counties that you need help with, we are there to help you out. And our we also have our shows you know, coming on Tuesday if you want to listen to us for half hour, in which we do take calls and provide you with more details and everything on that. It's Apna Ashiana, and you can listen to us on every Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., where we discuss about the different topics and everything. Baki sade ko actually kuch promotion chal rahi hai as well. Agar tusi apna makan bechna chahte hai ki tusi agar 1031 exchange karna hai ga with that, actually main dekh raha hai kaafi un 1031 exchange ya property aa rahi hai ke agar tumhare ko investment property hai ki hai tusi actually apna tax bachana hai ga. You don't want to pay any, you know, tax money on that one. You want to buy a similar property, like you want to invest it, that money into a better one. That is one of badhiya cap rate milta pe ajde vich, you know, instead of like losing your money on the current property. You can contact me. We do a lot of deals on that one. agar koi tenancy problem hai ki property de vich that is bothering you as well, like I said, we do the property management, so we know all the in and out, how to tackle those situation and take care of your needs and save you money. So for that, you can call me. And the special promotion that is going on is that we are only charging 1% commission on the listing site, which means, let's say, if you sell a house for 800,000, to me, if I list the property for you, you will only pay me $8,000 on that one. And in that, I will do this. I will make sure that you will provide, you will get the more better exposure on your property. And plus, we will do the open house. We will do the proper marketing for you. And we will do the broker's tour as well and make sure the property is priced right, because the JD pricing idea, you need to make sure the property is not priced high so it doesn't sit in the market for too long and you're losing a lot of money on that as well. So our thing is to give you the right information at the right price to make it happen and save you money. That's what I said in the beginning. That's our motto, to make sure to save you money. So it's 1%, which is not a bad deal if you want to get it done. Call me and then I can, go over the details and see how we can help you out and make things happen for you on that one. So the number to contact me is 510-299-9361 and my website is gambhiramit.com. Even actually, if you want to buy a house, this is a perfect time as well, because the rates are very low. A lot of people are, speculating that if wait for the election and all this stuff, I would say take the opportunity and buy it right now, because these kind of rates, I don't know if it's going to come back again or not, but this is the perfect time. You have different programs as well. FHA the rate bhi kafi badhiya hai gane. So if you want to definitely have a better mortgage, I would say go for it now. If you can qualify, get the house. Plus, right now, as I'm seeing, like a lot of the houses that are like more than 625K, those are the ones are, getting the price reductions as well. Not anything like on the townhouse or the condos, but the bigger houses are getting some price reductions, so you can get the best deal possible. I just sold, I'm selling one, the short sale in Fremont right now. It's was listed for 900K. It's 835K, which is a very good deal. It's a 2007 built house as well. So these kind of a deal, we can get it for you. Plus, as here, we get the property for the auctions as well. If you want to rehab it and, sell it back in the market, we have investors who can buy your properties too within 3 days as well. So my number is 510-299-9361. We have a couple of listings available. If you want to buy a house, you can buy it. We have a house in Union City, which is a single-family house. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, listed for $750. It's close to Paseo Pardo and Decoro. And then we have a townhouse in Newark, which is 3-bedroom, 3-bath, and this one is close to Facebook headquarters, Palo Alto, San Francisco bridge and all the stuff, so it's like not too far away. This one is listed for $663, and it's vacant as well. So if you want to, like, looking for a townhouse in Newark, it's a central location, great location to be moving in, and the HO is only $145 on that one a month, which is not bad. So these are some listings we have. And then again, if you want to do debt settlement, you have two properties, and you know, to see refinancing, if there is any problem, contact the Shah Parali team. They don't charge anything upfront. It's not like a plan or anything, but you have to pay minimum money to make sure that you are out of your tax lien, debt lien, credit card lien, JDBT, bother to get the refinance done or get the cash out from the property. They can help you out and save you money. So for them, you can call them at 510-742-5887. Anything for the real estate need, you can call me 510-299-9361. And that's all I have for you guys today. And we will be back next week on Tuesday and Monday with Shah Parali. And then have a great day. We'll be back. Thank you.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.